We're very, very privileged and very honored that the Rav Shlita has agreed to come for our siyum. It's a gewaldige honor. I want to just point out that this year we are restarting again Hilchos Shabbos, and we started Siman Shel Chofresh with Hilchos Shabbos, I think 6-7 years ago. And the whole initiative of the shir was a conversation with the Rav. I don't know if the Rav remembers, but it was an issue. So it's mamash godla me'asa yoyse mina oyse, and it's a gewaldige zchus that the Rav was asking to come and say a few words.
Firstly, very tremendous, big mazel tov to everyone. And Bereshim, your wonderful Magid Shia, who's so devoted to the Halacha Shia. I must say something unique about the Shia. So usually over time, the Shia tends to dwindle. That's how Shurim work, I can tell you from experience. Yeah, you start a Shia off with a number of people, and so this Shia, Baruch Hashem, I mean, soon I think the people in the base medrash will come upstairs and you'll be going downstairs. Blayin Hara, it's mamish a tremendous chus, and I can only wish that you continue and to shtag in learning halacha, which is one of the most a tremendously important part of what a yid's life, as the Chavetz Chaim writes about many places, and it should be a chus not only for you as Lomdim and the Chabura of learning Torah together in a Chabura Mitzvah Shem, but it should be a schus for all your individual families, both the part that they devote themselves at this busy hour at home for learning Halacha, and just generally that you saw that the commitment and the kvius itim of learning Halacha Mitzvah Shem should stand as a tremendous schus for all of you. I just say just a short vort, which I saw. It's actually in Parshas Dvarim. Right at the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, it says, Hoyel Moshe, Hoyel Moshe, Be'eris HaTor... I'm reading the wrong Pasuk. Chumash Dvarim? I'm remembering a different Pasuk. Shkech. Thank you. It says... Yeah, very first words of Dvarim. I'm thinking of Sukkim into the Dvarim. Very opening words of Sefer Dvarim. Eila Dvarim Eshadibah Moshe al Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael. As we know, Parshas Dvarim is the Sefer Dvarim. Parshas Dvarim is Moshe talking to Klal Yisrael before he left them. Now, Znaim LaTorah says something very interesting. He has an idea, which is not the literal pshat of the Pasuk. He says, Eila hadvarim ashadiba Moshe al kol Yisrael. He says, sometimes one thinks a tzaddik who wants to be shema pivul ushainoi doesn't talk. Renisht doesn't talk. You're going to talk. Be careful. It's be lashon hara thing. You don't talk. He says, Aznam la Torah. Here the pasuk's telling us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of a yid. He says, Eila hadvarim ashadiba Moshe. You want to know Moshe spoke. And these are the words of Moshe. He spoke to Klal Yisrael, gave Divrei Techacha, taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. He brings that Reb Chaim Oizer Gudzinski, who lived at the time of the Chavetz Chaim, used to say that one would think the Chavetz Chaim spent his lifetime bringing an awareness in the world about how to not talk lashon hara, not to talk in a degrading way about another yid. You'd think you'd meet the Chavetz Chaim, he wasn't talking. He said the Chavetz Chaim used to talk and talk. But Eila Hadvarim Ashadiber. Chavetz Chaim had words that he spoke. He used to talk to people in learning, he used to talk to people in Musa, he used to talk to people about their needs. He spoke, but he knew what to say. And I think, I was thinking about, there's another angle of, and that's something a little maybe slightly different about something that can be appreciated from learning halacha together, that there's no doubt, and especially when you're learning something as practical and as so relevant, as learning halacha, and especially with Emmanuel as a special koach and bringing out the halacha lemaisa of it, that it brings a certain standard to the diburim of each and every person. You walk away, you talk, you speak to each other, you think about it, think about divrei halacha, and it's something which can enhance the very beginnings. I just right after this, seeing this vaunt that was now in Torah, I was looking at Gemara and Sukkah, where I saw once again the Gemara and Sukkah says that the very first things, when do you start being mechanech a child in Torah? As soon as he's able to have dibur of Durei Torah, and you talk to him, and you say Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that a yid throughout his life raises his standards in his diburim, in order that can remain, his kech adibur can remain something that's kadosh. And there's no doubt that learning halacha and talking together in halacha, besides what we've said, the greatest benefit is actually knowing the halacha, but there's a tremendous kiddush Hashem in bringing about a level of kedusha amongst yidden, in that you learn, the pasha, the yidden are talking together in divrei Torah, talking together in divrei halacha, and no doubt it goes home, and I'm sure it's, you know, you go home from a gemara shiur, it's very hard to go back to the kitchen and discuss something in a taisa somewhere or gemara somewhere. But if you've learnt practical chashavas, everybody can go to work the next day, go home, and have something to say over, something interesting to say over, a kasha, an answer, a new halacha, a questionable halacha, and it's a tremendous kiddushim shemayim. Mitzvah Hashem, a bracha is to all of you, that Mitzvah Hashem, next time I come after Chilek Gimel, it should be a spillover, and all the chairs should be taken, and the fact that so many younger people, everyone's young here, but even younger people can have such simcha from the participation. The biggest raya is because they wouldn't come. The adults sometimes feel like, if I don't come to this, so where am I gonna go if I don't come to this? But the boys have plenty to do. They got their bikes and their balls and their friends, and they come. It's a tremendous reflection on the success of the Shia. And Mitzvah Hashem, again, you should only see bracha and atzlacha from everything. Amen.